embarrass you.
Blog Talk
Radio. But I'm saying
Radio.
You are like Jonah right now. You're running from your calling. God absolutely called you to carry the word. That's your calling. And every now and then, the Lord is going to have something to jerk at you. Every now and then, something's going to happen. And all it is, God is pulling at you, jerking you. So get back. You're off the road. You're off the track. Get back on your calling. Sometimes some freakish thing is going to happen. You're going to say, why this? Why that? God has said, I'm just trying to alert you. Now get back. Get back where you're supposed to be. And you might say, what will stop it? Only one thing, man. Only one thing.
The Spirit of South Florida, 1520 WEXY, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami.
Day and every Sunday. The
1520, we are WEXY. It's moving Sunday, March 6th, to a new location. 3223 Northwest 10th Terrace, Fort Lauderdale, and the Oakland Commerce Center. Take Oakland Park Boulevard to Northwest 10th Terrace, turn right next to Wendy's, then turn left into the plaza. 10 color office buildings all the way to the bike. Make right, go to Suite 601. Yes, WEXY, moving to a new location, Sunday, March 6th. 3223 Northwest 10th Terrace, Fort Lauderdale, Suite 601. And for more information and directions, call WEXY 954-561-1520.
The following program is a paid advertisement, and the sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
Of Bishop Hurricane Johnson.
If you got some stuff in your pants that are bothering you right now, you see a man at her, you see a man at him, you see a man at your family.
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
All right, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, wherever y'all, to let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing some great and exciting things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. Welcome here live in the studios of WEXY, but we want to welcome a few more of our followers and visitors. Number one, Blog Talk. We're on Blog Talk. And we're on Blog Talk every day, so you can join us by way of Blog Talk by simply dialing this number, area code 347-989-0113. Again, that number to join us by way of Blog Talk, and Blog Talk can be heard all over the United States, all over the world. You can call your friends up and New Hampshire, New Jersey, Chicago, Illinois, Tallahassee, Texas. So they can't hear the station, but they can join us by way of Law Talk. And again, that number is area code 347-989-0113. Now, also, those that want to view us live and not just listen but view us, you can also just tune in to Periscope every day at 1:30. We're live broadcasting on Periscope every day at 1:30. I normally don't come on other than that time. And the Lord led me to come on and integrate all of these particular areas of media, at the same time. So we're not only on Blog Talk and Periscope, but we're on a live station in here, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, by name of WEXY 1520 AM. And you can listen to us all in the surrounding areas of Broward, Dade, Palm Beach County, and even in the Bahama Island. So right now we're broadcasting all over the world, and we're thanking God for what he's doing. So we have a very special broadcast set aside for you today. I'm here in the studios of WEXY, and we're joined here also with Pastor Jay. She is now the senior pastor of the Life Changing International Ministries there in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Pastor, say hi to all of our listeners.
Hello, how are you? God bless you. Those of you that are on Periscope, Blog Talk, and WXY 1520 AM, God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Pastor, we're grateful to have you in the studios, and also we're happy to have everyone that's joining us. Amen. In the studios, we had a great, great, great time. I mean, our services are going so rapidly and just going by so quick. But, man, you know, I'm trying to remember what service, but all of them have just been great. And so let me start out by just announcing the Deerfield location. You all opened up last Sunday. It was a powerful service. People came and were blessed, healed, and delivered. And the power of God fell like never before. And now we're anticipating, amen, just 1, 2, 3, 4 days away from your next service. So, Pastor, tell us a little bit about what you expect to take place and the service on Sunday and what the people can look for, those that need to be there.
Well, you can expect not a great word or a good word, but a God word on this upcoming Sunday morning. I mean, the Spirit of God has been dealing with me. And so, therefore, you're going to expect a God kind of word. This Sunday, I want to pray for some people. Last Sunday, we prayed for a few people dealing with their businesses. We had some people there that was embarking upon opening up different businesses and some that were in their business just starting. And I want to continue that. Listen, if you are just opening a business, if you are planning on opening one, I want to pray for you. I have a word from the Lord for you. Yeah, the businessman, the businesswoman. I have a word from the Lord for you. We've been praying for folks, praying for people that are getting ready to open business, their business, or just started their business. And I want to lay hands on you because, you know, the wealth is laid up for you. I'm telling you right now, there is going to be a special anointing on your business that you don't have to wait to build to get this overflow. It is going to happen. Somebody say just like that. I mean, if you can just wink your eye and open it real quick, that's how quick your business is going to flourish. That's how quick things are going to come together for your business. You won't have to wait a year and 2 years and 3 years to get built up, because what's in you is going to come out. And that business that you have given birth for, I want to pray for that business. And I'm going to tell you something that is going to blow your mind concerning your business. Listen, meet Pastor Jay this Sunday morning at the Life Changing International Ministries. We are located at the DoubleTree Hotel. That's at 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida. That's 100 Fairway Drive, Deerfield Beach, Florida. Meet me there.
My God, I believe this with all my heart. All of you out there in the radio land that are listening to me in Blog Talk and Periscope that are viewing us, listen to me very carefully. This invitation is going out because it is a God spirit move. It is a spirit move. And the scripture says in Genesis, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters and said, the Spirit of God moved and then said, the Spirit of God moved and said. Now, Pastor, I want to give you just one more opportunity before I go to the Fort Lauderdale location. Tell me something about, amen, you was expressing about the families and the young people and how there's a need for prayer for their lives and et cetera. Invite some of those young people those teenagers, those families that have young ladies that don't know what to do with them, and they trying to find their way, and young ladies that are just walking around and not knowing whether they going or coming. They so messed up, and they're thinking until they just dressing so provocatively until they just have no courage to stop. You know, it's easy for them to start, but they have no courage to stop. So give a word very quickly to those particular loved ones.
Well, Bishop, you described everything that we've been talking about all week. We've been talking about you, mother, bringing your daughter that has been giving you those types of problems that Bishop Hurricane Johnson just spoke about. We're talking about you bringing that son that has been in and out of jail. I mean, up and down juvenile court and all sorts of things in and out of school. We want to nurture. We want to provoke something in that young man, that young woman, that is going to bring a change in their life. And I'm telling you, it's not going to take all of what you think. You hear me? It's not going to take all of what you think. And he's saying, but Pastor Jay, I've been dealing with this now for some time, and it just ain't getting no better. It's getting worse. Listen, our praise and worship team, Life, can I have an amen for Life, Changing Your Life Ministries? Yeah, Life. They sing a song, and the song say, I plead the blood. I want you to know right now that the blood of Jesus never lost its power. It still works. The blood still works. Prayer still works. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, when I lay my hands on you and your son and your daughter, matter of fact, your entire household, something is going to take place, and that is a life-changing experience. You got to bring them to me. I need to do this. You have been led to do this. I've been anointed for this. You have to bring them to me.
My God, I feel that. So remember that address there. And this is a second location. They opened last week. People are already excited. And I just want you to be a part of that service there in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Now, Deerfield Beach, Florida, the address is, Pastor, tell them.
We have the Doubletree Hotel. That address is 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Remember, I'm working two churches now, so I'm trying to, you know, Deerfield Beach, Florida. Once you get up at 95 and Hillsboroughs, it's going to be right in the front of you, and you just go east, and it's the first light, just you'll know just how to get there, because it's going to be right in the front of you. You can't miss it. You must be there. Matter of fact, let me give you a phone number. I want to give you a phone number where you can reach Pastor Jay. Now, we're not going to do this all the time, but we're going to do this for today because I feel led to do this. You want to reach me because you really need to come to Life Changing Ministries, because we got just what you've been looking for. And that number to reach Pastor Jay is 954-798-3978. That's 954-798-3978. One more time, Bishop. 954-798-3971. Did I call it right? Yes, 3971.
Do it one more
reach,
time.
Let me do it again. 954-798-3971. Call Pastor Jay so that we can show you and tell you exactly, give you the directives of Sunday, our Sunday morning service, and you cannot miss it for the world. You cannot afford to miss this service.
Listen, while Pastor Jay was talking, the other location, the headquarters location that we're operating from, is there on Cypress Creek Road. And I heard one word, and that word was suddenly. I heard it in my spirit. The word suddenly. Scripture says in Acts 2 that suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Suddenly. You know, it just overtook them. It just overtook them. They were in one place, you know, with one accord, and then something overtook them. Suddenly, it overtook them. It wasn't gradual. You know, it just suddenly happened. It happened.
Yes.
And that's what I saw for people that would come to this Fort Lauderdale location. I saw a suddenly. I mean, some of you have been waiting. Some of you have been praying. But I saw the word suddenly come in front of my face. It was a vision. So, yes, I can be up. I can be watching. I can be watching Pastor Jay. I can be watching, amen, Evangelist Nikki on the controlling board. I can be watching different things. I can be admiring the studio. But then I saw the word suddenly. I saw the word suddenly. And that tells me right now that some of you are not going to wait until next Monday. You're not going to go into Monday. You're not going to go into Tuesday. You're not going to go into Wednesday. You're going to experience a suddenly.
My God.
That's what's going to happen. It's going to take place. Now, what would you do if you were sitting there, young lady, and you brought your husband to the church, and then all of a sudden he jumped up and threw his hands up and say, you know what, I want to be saved. What would you do if you were sitting there, and you know all of the trouble that you've been going through in your marriage, and all of a sudden your wife started crying, or your teenage son or your daughter started crying? What would you do? That's how quick it's going to happen. You're going to be sitting there, and all of a sudden, suddenly, you're going to see the power of God on some loved ones. You're going to see the power of God on your family, your husband, your wife.
Hallelujah.
What you need to do,
glory,
and listen to me very carefully, you need to meet me at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel.
Yeah.
Now, that address is 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The zip code is 33309.
Yeah.
Now, we have been in services. This is not something, amen, that we just started. We've been in services for quite a many years. I've been preaching going on this year. It's going to make 39 years, Pastor. I've been preaching alone. That's more than some people have been born.
Yes.
39 years of preaching alone. Preaching. Amen. Over 35 years, 37 years on radio alone. I was 16, 15 years old when I came, when Brother Lee was here, and he put me in a studio this size, and he put a mic in front of me and said, you want to come on the radio, young man? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, go ahead and talk then. And I said, hello, everybody. My name is Minister Johnson, and I just want you to know Jesus is on his way back. Amen. Thank you. And that was it. Y'all ain't saying that to me. And I walked out the studio. He said, you got another 14 minutes, son. Can I get a witness in here? And it took me a while to build up to it. But from that point on, I have been broadcasting on radio. And my message is the same. To the utmost, Jesus saves. He'll pick you up and turn you around. Glory to God. And my final, amen, conclusion of every broadcast is the same. Hope need not die. I don't say that unless I mean it. I'm telling you, I mean that. Hope need not die because help is on the way. Somebody said, where did you get it from? I told my church, when was that, the other night?
Yes.
I told my church, I'll tell you where I got it from. When the men was in a battle in the heat of the day and they sent word, amen, to their leader, Joshua. He said, listen, tell them by this time tomorrow when the sun get hot, help is on the way. I'm telling you right now, I feel a suddenly on my spirit. I feel a suddenly something's getting ready to happen. Now, I don't want you to start praising God while you're driving. Pull that car over to Witness. Put it over to McDonald's. I want you to pull that car over because somebody is getting ready to get a suddenly breakthrough. You're getting ready to get a miracle. Do you need a miracle? I'm asking you all right now. Do you need a miracle? Do you need a miracle? I know you do because you're not sleeping right. I know you do because you're not eating right. I know you do because you don't feel right. I'm talking about, and who knows you better than you? And you know you're not feeling right. Something is wrong. I mean, you can't put your hand on it, but something is wrong. Your thinking is not right. You 1 minute you're thinking about this, the next minute you're thinking about that. No, something is wrong. I mean, you don't even want to go home when you get off from work. You go and sit in McDonald's parking lot, or you sit in your company's parking lot, and you just sit there, and people say, are you all right? And you say, yeah, I'm all right. Something is wrong. You need a suddenly.
Suddenly.
Yeah, you need a suddenly. You need a suddenly.
My God.
And that's what's going to happen. Suddenly. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It didn't say it was a wind. It said it sounded like a wind.
Glory to God. It wasn't a wind. It said, as of, there came a sound, as of a rushing mighty wind. I can't say specifically that if you want to say it was a wind, then we're not going to argue about it now. We're not going to say half full or half empty. You know, as of a rushing mighty wind and filled the house. Whatever it was in every corner. It was in every part, every facet. That means that every part of your life is going to be touched by this suddenly. Every part of your life is going to be touched by the power and spirit of God. It's going to happen. And nothing is going to change that. Yes. Nothing can stop this what happened on the day of Pentecost. And nothing is going to stop what's going to take place in your life. Glory, I need to lift my hand.
Hey.
Someone, right now, I'm going to tell you what's going on. Somebody right now is going through an infirmity in your body. If your left hand is heavy or your right hand is heavy, if your left hand is numb or your right hand is numb, I want to prophesy to you that are viewing me by way of Periscope. I want to prophesy to you that are listening to me by way of WXY or Blog Talk. If you have heaviness in your hand or arms, I want you to lift both of them right now because God is healing you. He's healing you. Right there.
Thank
I don't have
you.
To call no name out.
Hallelujah.
He's healing you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ
Jesus.
Of Nazareth. I call it done. In Jesus' name.
Oh,
we can give him praise
Thank
for that
you,
because I just felt that. We can
Thank
give him
you,
praise.
Hallelujah.
We can give him praise.
Glory
we can give
God.
Him praise for
awesome,
that
God,
right
God.
Now.
Thank
we
you.
Give him praise right now.
Thank you, Lord.
What I believe, Pastor, is this right here. I believe that God is up to something.
Mm.
God is up to something. And when I see that with clarity of thought. That means that it's mystical. It's a mystery. It's a mystem. We can't understand it. And we'll never understand it, but God is up to something. And someone needs to hear that. God
yeah.
is up to something.
Well, Bishop, you know, you've been saying this phrase and this sentence. You've been saying God. The first time I heard you said it, I was like, wow, that's a good thing to say. But as I began to, over the years, as I began to really catch on to it, see, you got to catch on some of the words like Bishop, what Bishop Johnson say, like hope need not die, help us on the way, like regrouping from a setback, like side swipe. You got to catch these words this man of God say and really let it settle in the on your inside so that you can understand that these are not just mere words. Hallelujah. But these are prophecies. These are things that we need to hold on to and it will cost life. The man of God said, God is up to something. Let me tell you what. Whatever it is, I want to be a part of it. And that's why I refuse to get out of place. Somebody out there, you're contemplating leaving. You're contemplating packing up. You're contemplating leaving, going out of town. Just getting away from the familiar. I'm telling you right now, God is up to something. You need to either go north or go south. Go where Bishop Hurricane Johnson is or come where Pastor Jay is because God is up to something on this Sunday morning at 11 a.m.
Listen to me. There's some people right now. I need to pray. Because there's some people that are listening to my voice, and you are being persecuted within yourself. You're being persecuted within yourself. You are being persecuted, and you can't talk to no one. You can't express to no one the dilemma that you have in your life. But listen to me right now. As I get ready to pray for you, I want you to believe God for a miracle. Nikki, how much time do we have? Because I kind of lost track. Glory to God. We got 4 minutes. There's somebody right now that need God to touch you. There's somebody right now that need the power of God to deliver you right where you are. And you know what? That's the kind of God we serve. He can do anything but what? Fail. God can do anything but fail. So pray with me right now because I know that God is going to hear that prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for hearing me because I know that you always hear me. I pray right now that you would touch every listener and every viewer of my face. We need a miracle. We need your presence. We need you like never before. Touch us right now with a finger of love. Right now in Jesus' name, there are some that are contemplating in their spirit, but they don't know what to do. They're contemplating in the midst of confusion.
Yeah.
They're contemplating in the midst of a dilemma.
Yeah.
in Jesus' name. They're contemplating in the midst of hardship and danger and toils and tribulation, and they're trying to make a decision at the wrong time. Matter of fact, they're about to make the wrong decision. So, God, I ask that you would speak directly to their spirit. Go past their intellect and speak to their heart. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And right now, someone, Father, is seeking to be saved and get a closer walk with you. I see a backslider that need to get back to you, and they're trying to find their way home. You say no man can come into you except they be drawn of the Father. Father, draw them right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, the manifestation of your spirit. I thank you right now for protecting us while we're in the land of the living and are not among them that are dead. I thank you right now for forgiving us of all sin and every iniquity, all the things that we haven't performed yet. God, you're now heading them off and cutting them off that we don't perform. So we thank you for it in advance right now in Jesus' name. We desire to live holy. We desire to live righteous. We desire to do better. So right now, touch us in Jesus' name, and we'll be touched. Lead us, and we'll be led. Guide us, and we'll be guided. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray and call it done. Thank you so much for praying with me. I know that God has heard our prayer. Give God praise right now, everyone. Thank God for all of you, amen, that are here. And thank God for all of the precious hearts, amen. Remember, now we'll be at the Changing Your Life on the Wind tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night. Listen, we're still in the pre-appreciation service for Bishop Hurricane Johnson. So we are there tomorrow night at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're actually having a praise night. Those of you that need a praise break, get there. And those of you, call that number if you can dance, sing, whatever you can do. Show a talent. Call Pastor Jay. This is Pastor Jay, and I'm going to say like Bishop always say, hope need not die because help is on the way.
All right, I'm out of here, y'all. This is Hurricane Johnson. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, the same time at 1:30. Until the next broadcast, I'll say it again, hope need not die because help is on the way. God bless you, Dr. Grimes. God bless you. Thank you.